This is John Hawley, Muscle Papa, with the Florida Bodybuilding Show, and I'm pleased tonight to have with us Bill Mora. Bill, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me here. Appreciate it.
You've got a show coming up here, 9 days now?
Nine days out today, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you put on quite a few shows. This is an NGA show, and it's called the Central Florida Classic Pro-Am. So,
yes.
You've got amateurs and pros, and
yeah,
tell
we have
us a
four
bit about
pro divisions.
Terrific, terrific. And tell us a bit about the event. It's going to be held in Ormond Beach at the Ormond Beach Performing Arts Center.
Yes, right on US 1, easy access right off the highway. This show is now in its fifth year. So, you know, we've had it at several different locations, mostly right there in Ormond Beach. We have had it out as far as UCF in Orlando, which was our largest show for this one, with 70 competitors back then. We've actually had some top names win this show, Cliff Wilson being one of them. He won it 3 years ago now, I believe. And, we're expecting a pretty decent turnout. It's a little bit smaller show this year, but we're going to have some great competitors.
Now, you're promoting NGA shows, and your pro division is, what's the federation for the pro division for people that aren't familiar with NGA?
Still, they consider it NGA. They don't have a separate name, so it's just NGA Pro.
Terrific, terrific. And this is a tested show. What it's 7 years
tested? 7 years drug-free, yes. Everyone is polygraph tested. And we'll do urine testing as well.
Okay, so you do. And it's not random. Everybody's polygraphed and urine tested?
Not everyone's urine tested. Usually
okay.
Overall will be urine tested.
Do you find that your competitors appreciate that, the sense of having a little more level playing field?
We have a really good polygraph examiner. He's a former sheriff's detective, 30 years. He does a real good job of weeding them out, and we'll actually have people contact us. Hey, so-and-so is thinking about doing your show. Keep an eye out. I've heard stuff at the gym or whatever. So if I get that, then I'll just have my polygraph examiner drill them a little bit more than most people. And we've only had a few. We get a pretty good success rate.
It seems like a lot of new competitors, regardless of what division they're in or what federation they've heard of, are natural. It seems like some of the people that maybe get the bug go off and do all the enhanced stuff and are competing in. But in terms of the majority, the ethos for the majority of folks, it seems these days, is to have an outlet to show off not only transformations, but their ongoing work in the gym and with diet and exercise. What's your experience with what the average athlete in your shows is looking for? Why are they competing?
I mean, you get everything across the spectrum. Some it's a bucket list thing. One and done. I've seen a lot of those come. Some people may come get that pro card to put on their business card. They're a trainer. Oh, okay, I'm a pro athlete. Some end up taking. I'm originally from the Northeast, so I mean, there's a lot of shows up here, and natural is really prevalent up here in the Northeast. You'll have guys who competed 15, 20 years, never got a pro card. You know, down there in Florida, they're clawing to get one. You know. Mm-hmm. Some people, I think it's just, hey, I want to see if I can take my body to that next level. You know, there's a lot of top-notch contest prep trainers out there who can get you to that, you know, to that dialed-in phase. They're out there. They just got to search for it.
Right, right. And from the old-time bodybuilders, I suppose we hear the golden era of bodybuilding and so forth. A lot of these guys talked about the way they prepped and they communicated amongst each other. It seems like the market's kind of changed where trainers are a big integral part of the whole business model. But Do you find in amongst the natural athletes that there's some camaraderie, some sense of, you know, we're doing something special, besides just the team concept of these teams appearing with their own groups and everybody competing maybe against each other?
I think you do. You do see that, you know, quite a bit. There in the natural side, at least down in Florida, there are some teams where up here, you know, in the Northeast, there's a lot of teams. You know, they'll run 15 people, 20 people or more deep. And yes, they are competing against each other. But going back to what you said, like the golden era where they pretty much did things on their own. Maybe they solicited some advice from other people. But I think now, you know, especially when you want to get to that, you know, top notch level, you really have to seek out some expert guidance. We are actually on Friday, July 27th at our check-in location. We're having Will Grazione. He's from the Tampa area. He's going to be doing a contest prep seminar with us. And Will's on top of his game. I would consider him one of the best in Florida. He's actually had the most pro card winners at my shows. I think he's got about 8 or 9 already. One of them being his wife. She won the figure pro card at when we did it at UCF. And Lex Kovacs, I don't know if you know that name. Lex is from the Daytona Beach area. Our Joey Rechtenwald, he works for Nutrex, and a bunch of others.
They'll be there Friday? Or?
He will be there Friday at 7 p.m. It's at Evolve Chiropractic at 240 South Palmetto Avenue in Daytona, and he'll be doing a contest prep seminar. For those who actually know the names, he's best friends with Lane Norton, Paul Ravella, you know, that whole group. So, yeah, he brings his A game. He knows his stuff. And, you know, his athletes, and he'll have a couple athletes, I believe, in the show on next Saturday. And they always come prepared.
Terrific. Is it pretty easy for competitors maybe that feel they're in shape and they're natural? Maybe they're, you know, we've had so many different federations and different events going on in Florida, it seems, on any given weekend. But if they feel they're ready and they can meet the requirements, is it pretty easy? Do they need to get the polygraph done on Thursday, or is that done on Friday? How does that work?
Yeah, we do it on Friday. I do allow walk-ins on Friday, and I ask them if they can to possibly contact me sooner so I can make enough time for my polygraph examiner. He comes from down south, so when he comes up, he likes to know, okay, this is what time we're starting, and we back him up every 15 minutes. And I mean, we've had him one day where we started at noon and didn't end till 9:30, and he's doing them every 15 minutes. So yeah, it is pretty simple. And I tell people, if you don't feel you're at 100% and you're looking at another show several weeks down the road, do it as a warm-up show. Get some feedback from the judges, and you know you're not going to be 100%, and sometimes that's okay. Some of the shows are smaller. You're not always up there with 15 people on stage, so it's good to get those kinks out if you haven't competed in a while, and get some good feedback from the judges. This is where you need to be in 3 or 4 weeks, and a lot of my judges are the same judges as some of the other natural shows as well.
Sure, and that's I like the point that you're making about you're getting extra stage time potentially. How much time do you get per class? And would you?
I make sure that my judges work the competitors. I know some of the larger shows, the not drug side of the show, you know, the real, real big ones where you're up on stage for 10 seconds. You know, it's real tough. You put all that time and work in for 10 seconds on stage. I tell them, give them their money's worth. You know, their family paid to be there. Give them their money's worth as well. Work them up there. Same thing, you know, the night show when we start the overalls. Make sure you really work them, you know, because they're going to step on a pro stage at some point possibly. So you want to make sure they have what it takes.
Nice to get the practice in, like you're saying. You know, you need stage time. So
yeah,
to work the kinks out.
some divisions, you know, it might be real close where now you're going to start nitpicking the smaller area, maybe your forearms or your calves, or really looking at the etching those little details and starting to weed stuff out, you know. But you've also been to shows where, you know, you get 5-6 guys come out and there's your winner right there. Okay, put him to the side, you know. You're sure. Always going to get sure. Those sometimes.
So the competitors are likely to present as well as be compared in prejudging, or
prejudging is prejudging, and then at night everybody gets a chance, you know, whether it's a T walk or they're doing a routine.
Okay. Yep. So no presenting in prejudging per se.
Correct. Yeah.
And your times for prejudging and finals, how does that work?
My shows are always the same. We start at 11 a.m. Obviously, sometimes that may differ, but I have almost 100% on-time rate. 11 a.m. we start, and finals is at 4 p.m.
Terrific. And now, jumping ahead a little bit, they can find all the information, the entry forms and such, on muscleshopnutrition.com?
Yes. Yep, that's my website. Just click on the tab up top, says Central Florida Classic. It's a Word document. They could print it out. They can contact me if they have any questions, setting up polygraph exam, or whatever.
Is there a cutoff for online check-ins?
No. All they got to do is print it out, let me know, hey, Bill, we're going to be coming in, or they can just walk in that day. We'll fit them in for their polygraph. I just like to kind of know ahead of time if I can. Anybody is welcome to come to the contest prep seminar at 7 p.m. But all of my shows, all the information, pictures and whatnot are all on muscleshopnutrition.com.
Okay. And that includes, you've got hair and makeup by Simone, I believe, and tanning by Randall Kia, who's also a promoter of some other events.
Yeah, some shows up there in Georgia. Yep.
Okay. And again, your pro divisions, you've got Masters Men's Bodybuilding, Open Bodybuilding, Men's Physique, and Bikini.
Yes, correct.
That's great.
What I do, I don't really make money on my pros. I take all the money and I put it into the purse. And I also give them an award as well. So, you know, sometimes you'll get pros that travel far distances. I'm online, especially now that we're getting closer, sending out, you know, a message to somebody, hey, come do the show. You know, we're still taking registrations. So, yeah.
Terrific. Now, for folks that would compete in your pro divisions, and is there like a where might they compete? Might this qualify them for another contest, or how does that work with the NGA?
The NGA requires they can go and do other pro shows if they wish. The NGA does allow that, and the NGA's big show is their NGA Pro Universe in November down in Coral Springs. Usually you have to place within the top two and you'll get an invite to the Pro Universe. Amateurs can also compete at the Pro Universe.
Terrific. Now, is this a pro qualifier?
Okay. Yeah, it's a pro qualifier. The NGA requires 5 people in a division in order to award a pro card. However, because this is a pro show, if we have 5 in a class, meaning bikini short, figure tall, or whatever, if there's 5 in a class, that winner will automatically be awarded a pro card. That's how the NGA does it.
Terrific. So it's 5 per division typically, but in this show, being that it's a pro qualifier, or being that it's a pro show, it's 5 per class, and the winner, or the first place, is a pro card winner.
So if there's 5 in that class, if not, it'll still be the overall, as long as there's 5 total in the division.
Oh, okay, for the overall. Okay, that's the point of the 5 per division for the overall.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty awesome. So that's a nice little reward, and you've got the Pro Universe in November. So they get an invite for it. Well, that's pretty awesome.
Now, we're working also towards, you know, we also run our Florida State Natural. That's October. My regular venue there in Ormond Beach, unfortunately, has two weekends back-to-back taken up. So we're not going to be able to use that venue. So I'm actually up in the Northeast right now. I'm coming down tomorrow. So I'll be looking at the venue for the October show. I'm running another show up here in Connecticut in October, October 27th, the NGA New England Natural, where we'll have two pro divisions there as well, pro bikini and pro physique. Again, pro qualifier as well.
Yeah, I was wondering, because you don't have a date for the Florida State on the website yet, but it's due
no,
to the
no, well, tentative, because I have it on my flyers on October 6th. That's been my date since the inception. I think this year is its eighth year, you know, so we've been running that, you know, that's the longest one that I have.
But you're just struggling to get that venue, right?
To get the venue, yeah. So I'm looking at a place when I get down there next week.
Terrific. Oh, that's a sure that'll put people's minds at ease that are regulars to your event and such.
Yeah, I'm getting emails and calls now, and I'm like, you know, just hold on, just keep an eye on the website and all that, and we'll have it once I have that venue locked down.
You'll get it. And there's a host hotel for people that are coming from surrounding areas, the Holiday Inn Daytona over on LPGA, correct?
Yes. Yep. Just mentioned NGA Bodybuilding to get the discount.
Okay, great. And we were mentioning the show times earlier for the competitors. They need to know to be there early for check-ins, I suppose. Is it an hour, 2 hours? How does that work?
Competitors get there around, I tell them to get there around 9:30 because we're on a time deadline for the venue. The venue is actually run by the city, so it's pretty much on schedule. So when we show up, by the time we get in, start getting stage ready, I like to have my competitors meeting around 9:45. It runs 15, 20, 25 minutes, give or take. Then they could get back there, get their tanning done, makeup started and all that. And like clockwork, like I said, 11 a.m. is when I like to start. Very few times have I had it not start at 11. And then same thing, they come back. We have a competitors meeting in the afternoon. I get them back at 3. Competitors meeting 3:15. Open the doors to spectators at 3:30. And national anthem's playing at 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's nice. Like clockwork. You got
it. Like clockwork. You have to, yeah.
You're judging who, how do you, for folks that aren't familiar, are you drawing from a group of judges that are regularly doing your NGA shows in the Florida area, Florida, Georgia? How does that work?
My judges now, most of them have been with me for several years. We do test judging. NGA requires us to have a test judge, two shows. And they have to submit paperwork to NGA showing that they're very consistent with their scoring with all the other judges. And after the second one, they're let go, so to speak. Hey, okay, you can judge other shows. I have about 7 or 8 judges that are on my staff that I pull from. You know, this one here, I'm waiting on the confirmation of 1 or 2 extras because I've got a couple of my guys that are on vacation and stuff like that. Most of them have all done my shows, have either won or gotten their pro card at my shows. So, and they're well versed in how I like to run things.
Okay. Would it be possibly maybe some of the area pros, like you were mentioning, some of these other folks that might also be judging on occasion, that sort of thing?
Yeah, most of them are all local. We got one guy up your way from Jacksonville, Keith Levine. Keith Levine won his pro card with me about 3-4 years ago at my Gator Classic. Christine Kiefer actually did my very first Florida State. She's a 4-time Pro Universe winner, top-notch figure competitor. She's usually my head judge. Tracy Simons got her pro card with me a year or two ago in bikini. She judges with me. She's also a promoter for the NGA Thunder Classic. Kevin Quees, an OCB pro. Mark Young, who won under Will Grazione, he's judged for me. Conrad Reed is an OCB promoter. He will judge for me sometimes. Tony Richberg, he's a physique pro with NGA. He's been with me quite a few times. So, yeah, it's just, you know, you put people in where you can. And I'm always looking for someone who wants to learn something. You know, I'll put you somewhere. You know, right. I myself have never judged a show before. I don't have the attention span to sit there all day. So I give those judges, any judges, props for that, because I know it's a long day, especially if you have a very large show.
Absolutely. After the contest, how can people typically find the results and that sort of thing?
Right afterwards, we allow, you know, feedback from judges, and they can contact the judges via usually social media. Judges will usually give out their social media information, sometimes an email. If they're looking for scores and stuff, they can contact me directly, or they can contact NGA as well.
Okay, terrific. Well, that sounds terrific. So let's see, the show's coming up here pretty quick. I guess you're loaded for bear with lots of last-minute things to do, and
all paperwork now. Yeah, paperwork, trying to generate those last few competitors. So, you know, we had two shows the last few weekends. So, you know, it's always these guys, you know, they did two shows. They're not worried about the third one down the way until that time comes. So, you know, the last few days have been emails and phone calls and everything. So I'm happy to see that.
Well, always, I'm always appreciative of the effort, the kind of underappreciated effort that promoters put into these contests. Y'all are kind of the lifeblood of the competitive stage sports, because without y'all, none of these competitors have an opportunity to compete. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. This is my 11th year. So, you know, I started with taking over somebody's show, knew nothing about it. Yeah, it was an eye opener. I came from the martial arts world of running karate tournaments to the bodybuilding world in 2008. Yeah. And always looking for ways. I go to concerts and I look at how concerts are set up. That's how really I want my shows to run. It's like a rock concert. I want people to be excited when they come in. They're paying good money to be there, you know. So
yeah, absolutely.
Trying to give something new all the time if I can.
Well, that sounds awesome. Well, I look forward to being there and trying to provide some coverage to promote the athletes in your event so that, you know, hopefully it'll be even bigger the next year and, you know, we can kind of get some excitement behind the athletes and some coverage after the event with promotion of the athletes themselves and what you're doing your NGA show. So appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Mr. Hawley. You know, I've heard a lot of stuff about you through several avenues, so I'm actually
Don't believe it all.
It was all good stuff. All good stuff. Your buddy, Mike Ives. You know Mike Brock, man.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Brock. Man, he's a good guy.
He won his pro card with me. Oh, I think that was, might have been this show. I don't remember. I lose track. It might have been this show. Could have been the Gator Classic. I don't remember. Several years ago. He always talked highly of you.
Yeah. He, like a lot of these athletes, and like you know, they just love what they do. And, again, it's, you know, we appreciate guys like you that provide the platform for them to get on stage, because, you know, when you're dieting and training, it's all about that. It's not about doing what you're having to do of dotting all these I's and crossing all these T's and dealing with all these entry forms.
Definitely a lot of work, but, you know, I do it and hope and pray that, you know, the competitors have a positive experience. That's really what I go after.
If there are vendors out there that are interested in, you know, maybe throwing you some bucks and setting up a table, is that an opportunity?
Yeah. I'm actually probably one of the least expensive guys out there. I charge $50 for a table. If they want a banner up on stage, total is $100. They can have two people at the table. They get free tickets for it. They can show up the day of the show or contact me. Just say, hey, we want to do a table. I'm not adverse to just fitness people. If there's an attorney or, you know, I already have a chiropractor who's there, but you know, physical therapist, any type of business who just wants to promote, because bodybuilders and you know, they can use any type of service that's out there. So yeah, I let just about anybody in. We definitely would like fitness apparel. I've had several of those over the years. Fitness apparel, competition suits, supplement combo. We've actually BPI Sports takes care of us. They've sent us a lot of stuff over the years. Gad sent us a lot of this stuff over the years. Sivation, Protan is sending us a lot of stuff for this show. Riptone, they're on Instagram. They're sending us some products and stuff. So, Fitspo Nutrition's hooked us up in the past. They're a supplement store in Daytona Beach.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to get the word out and hopefully get some more folks out there because that's a deal. $50 for a table, $100 for a stage banner. Come on.
My big thing is if you're going to be out there selling products, I don't want you to lose your shirt. And, you know, I've had as many as 14 vendors for one of our shows. That's real good. That's when I had the UCF one. We had Cellucor was out there and a bunch of others. So, yeah, I'm happy to have anybody who wants to set up a table.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we appreciate you spending the time with us, Bill, sharing the story and the lowdown. Now, for people that want to contact you, you're on social media, on Facebook, and you've got a Facebook page as well for the show.
Yes.
You want to give us all the contacts in your own words as to how people should find out more about the event?
Yep, they can. Like you said, I'm on Facebook, Bill Mora, M-O-R-A. I'm on Instagram, BillyCT74. There is an event page, NGA, Central Florida Classic Pro-Am. All of my shows are on Facebook event pages. Again, the website, muscleshopnutrition.com. They can contact me directly, phone 386-479-0769.
Terrific. Well, again, we appreciate you very much spending the time with us and sharing the story, and we'll see you in 9 days, I suppose.
Nine days, sir. I'll see you then.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, sir. Have a good night.
For the best look on stage and most convenient, hassle-free service for your bodybuilding fitness event spray tan, look no farther than Hotspot Competition Tanning. Elisa and her crew have perfected their service at contests throughout Florida and beyond with the recognition and support of the majority of athletes and event promoters. Visit hotspotcompetitiontanning.com to schedule your competition airbrush spray tanning and competition makeup and hair appointments.